Thanks for contacting customer support. This is Cornisha speaking. Could I have a zip code to pull up an account that's associated with you, please?
80233.
80233. And what is your name, sir?
Gary Trujillo.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
11606 Claremont Street. That's C-L-E-R-M-O-N-T Street. Thornton, Colorado, 80233.
Yes, sir. I do see back on January 20th where premium wireless earbuds was purchased for $4.97. Is that correct?
Well, it was a trial for $4.97, according correct. To your... Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. It's order number A3A6E30086.
Yes, sir. How can I help you today?
I need an RMA, a return merchandise authorization.
Number. Okay, so you're canceling the trial, right?
Yeah, I want to return the earbuds and cancel the trial and the any subsequent shipments.
Okay, so you don't have to return the product. You could just get a cancellation number for that product, for this trial, okay?
And you're saying, so what he's saying exactly that I'll be charged?
The goal is to call like you did to avoid that one-time charge. So once I give you a cancellation number, that could, you don't have to return that product. So you cancel the trial.
Yeah, but I also want to make sure that I won't be sent anything else, and I'm not. Going
that's
to be
why
charged.
I will give you a cancellation. That's why you will have a cancellation number, sir.
Okay.
Give me
Would
just.
Would you be emailing that to me?
I'm going to give it to you over the phone as we speak. They have to be given verbatim.
Okay. I apologize. I'm just yeah. not a very trusting person. So there's still no
okay,
documentation
let me,
that this is being canceled.
Correct. But once it's canceled and I give you the cancellation, because anybody could call and say they ordered the product and cancel, you know, so that's our rule, company rule policy. The only way to have proof that you cancel out this cancellation is if you talk to a representative. So you have to talk to a representative in order to get a cancellation number.
Okay.
I'm going to explain the trial so you can understand. I know it's kind of iffy because it I know it don't probably state that. What it is that product, like you stated, was on a 14-day trial. You will call and cancel the trial on the 14th day or before the 14 days to avoid that one-time charge for that product, okay?
Okay, I'm trusting you with that, but I'm just really.
That's
I'm not
sir.
Trusting
when
that
I get
in
when
days,
I when
I
that's fine. Let me tell you what you can do so that you'll know that it's accurate. When I give you this cancellation number today, you can hang up and you can call back. When you talk to another representative, they're gonna answer that call. Thank you for calling customer support. They're gonna take your information. They're gonna read the note showing that this account has been canceled out. And guess what they're gonna tell you? I see that your account has been canceled out on January 25th. That's how it goes.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready for the cancellation number.
Okay, give me just a second. Cancel account. I'm notating your account. So if you so happen to call back to make sure that it's canceled, they'll know.
Okay.
Just a moment while I put this in here and sign that document. Okay, cancellation number will be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
A as in Apple.
Okay.
Three. A as in apple.
Three.
Mm-hmm. You got the A?
Yep.
Six.
Okay.
E as in elephant.
Okay.
300. Eight,
okay.
Six.
Okay.
All right, that is your cancellation number for your record showing that this account has been completely canceled out, that you will not receive nor products nor future charges, okay?
Okay, so let me repeat that back. That was C as in Charlie, A as in apple, 3, A as in apple, 6, E as in elephant, 30086.
Correct.
Okay, but there, I mean, and, but there's no way that I can get an email?
No, because the emails are system generated. I have no control over the way the company has their email sent out. All I can do is just give you that cancellation number. The emails are system generated.
Okay, so I'll know if there's an issue if I'm charged the 497 or 420, whatever that is.
You are only charged for if you was going to be charged against her, that product cost, I'm going to tell you how much it costs, which you're not going to be charged because you already canceled the trial. But if you see a charge, it's going to be for $62.95, which you will not see because I canceled out your trial.
Okay. Am I still going to be charged the $4 and something cents?
You are, because there was shipping and handling, and that payment went to the post office to ship the product that you already have.
Okay. And your name is?
Quanisha.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah,
please?
Q-U.
Okay.
A-N-I-S-H-I-A.
Quanisha.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're with this premium earbuds company?
Well, this is we're a third-party customer service. We work for them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess at this point I have nothing other than to trust you. So.
Yeah, you're not gonna get another charge. That's just like if you call AT&T and cancel something with them, and they give you a cancellation number. That's your proof that nothing else is gonna happen to your account.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I appreciate your help.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.